Good afternoon. This is Kim Kaufman, the chair of the KPFK Finance Committee. And today is March 2nd, and it is 4:10. I am going to call the roll. Grace Aaron? Ken Aaron?
Here.
Alan Beek?
Alan Beek is here.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Sue Cohen Johnson? Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Raymond Goldstone?
Present.
Michael Heiss?
Yep, I'm here.
Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson is here.
Steve Kaiser? Kim Kaufman, treasurer, I am here. Ali Lexa? Michael Novick?
Michael Novick, present.
King Riley?
King Riley here.
Lawrence Reyes is asked for an excused absence, which we don't need, but he will not be present. Zuri Radu? Janine Rohn?
Present.
Maria Skelton? Ruth Strauss?
Barely. Thank you.
Stefan Glinton?
Here.
John Wanger?
Present.
Okay. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm chairman.
This is Grace. I'm here.
Okay. Hello, Grace. Let me just count how many we have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We definitely have quorum. Okay. Was that Raymond?
Yes, I'd like to be recognized.
Go ahead.
I believe in your calling of the roll, there was one person left out who appears on your agenda. Ralph.
Yes, Ralph Hawkins. Is that who you meant?
Yes.
He said right before this meeting, right before we got on the stream, he is just listening. He's not really joining as a member, so I took him off.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's why. Okay. So I want to read a note. Hello? Did somebody?
This was Janine. I was going to ask for the us to clarify something. Sorry, point of information.
I thought I heard somebody else saying they were here. Is that okay? I didn't.
Kim, this is Steve Kaiser. I just joined you.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I just want clarity on exactly who's voting members right now. I'm just not clear, and it is like our third meeting, actually second meeting of the year.
First of all, I think it's the third meeting, January, February. Well, no, it is the second. And everybody I called is a member. And if there's a lack of clarity about who's a member, we have no actual guidance on this because there are no minutes from the LSB. So, you know, I have a list of people who have shown up meeting after meeting.
Call for the orders of the day.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
Yeah, we have a clear there's a lot of noise. We have a clear protocol in place. Three meetings consecutively qualifies.
Bella, this is out of order. There is no clear anything right now since there are no minutes reflecting the current policy. This is out of order. It's a discussion to have in the governance committee. I'm
moving on. You interrupted me, and I am not done.
Yes, I did.
I'd like to appeal the ruling of the chair, please.
Oh, God.
Well, Kim, I just don't understand what you're talking about. I mean, we have had protocols at the committee meeting.
And I'm going by those protocols. Everybody I called has been here for three meetings or more.
Bella, second.
Three.
Yeah,
and I'd like to speak to it just quickly. I don't want to drag this out. I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I just, you know, for me, I understand that it's three consecutive meetings in order to vote. Now, I don't have an agenda in front of me, and I'm hoping it'll get read out loud, but if we are voting on anything, it's important for us to know who are the real members. So, you know, maybe Michael Novick can clarify.
This is Ken. Paul, can I be recognized? This is Ken.
Yes, Ken, go ahead.
I implore the chair to bring order and do the orders of the day, and let's have a meeting and not a parliamentary debate. Anybody wants to, they can take it up somewhere else. You answered to the satisfaction of everybody who's a member.
Point of order, I think, because we have to
call the orders of the day.
Yes, you do not have the floor, and if you have an issue with this, please take it up with governance. That is my ruling.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
I'm doing things the right way.
It was second.
Okay, so let's take a vote. Yes, let's take a vote. Take up the protocols for committees. Today, here, or at the governance committee? Who is voting to take it up at the governance committee will vote yes. And those who want to spend, Janine, you do not have the floor. You do not have the floor.
Bella, I'm not speaking.
It's Bella, and you have to call a roll call.
Bella, you do not have the floor. Those who want to take this up now, vote.
You have a challenge in a second.
The ruling
Bella,
of the chair.
Bella, you do not have the floor. You do not have the floor. Those who want to take it up at the governance committee, vote yes to take it up at governance. Those who want to deal with it today, vote no. Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ken, how do you vote?
Governance.
Alan Beek, how do you vote?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Brett Blair.
Yes.
Stu Cohen-Johnson, not here. Bella DeSoto.
Now. Thank you.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Michael Heiss?
Yes, governance.
Jay Johnson?
Yes.
Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman votes yes. Michael Novick? Michael Novick? I can't hear you, Michael Novick. King Miley?
Yes.
Janine Roan? Janine? I can't hear you.
Kim, she appears to be hung up.
Okay. Ruth Strauss?
Abstain.
Beth Von Gutten.
Yes.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 to 1 and 1 abstention.
Sorry, this is Mike. I never got knocked off the call.
Okay, well, your vote wouldn't have mattered. We just voted to move the discussion about who's a member to this committee to the governance committee. I want to read for the public. I will read this, and then I will read the agenda. Note, this motion was approved by the LSB. This is for people who are not part of the LSB, so you know about this. Upon the first minor incident, interrupting a speaker, for example, the chair would give a member a warning. Upon a second incident, a second warning should be given. Upon a third incident in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider a vote to mute the member for the remainder of the meeting. Such a request should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the member continues disruptive behavior, she/he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if she/he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation. Okay, number two on the agenda is request that for timekeeper. Number three, approve agenda. Number four, approve minutes. Five, review December P&Ls with Julia Kennard. Then we have unfinished business, and we have new business, which we will read when we get there. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Raymond Goldstone.
Okie doke. Excuse me?
Bella, object.
I object as well. The objection is seconded. I'd like to include what I was talking about, who's voting members.
We just voted it down, Janine. This is dilatory.
Wow, you know, I had been disconnected. I'm so sorry. Somehow I got disconnected.
Okay. Well, we just voted it down. You missed the vote. The vote was 12 to 1, so it's going to governance. Any other objection to approving the agenda?
Janine, another objection, if we could add something. I'd like to add something.
Okay.
I'd like to not be voting on anything in this body until we have clarity on who are voting members.
Okay.
The person who called for order to the day, actually, I don't know, has been at three meetings in a row. So I just don't know what our rules are.
I called.
Right now that we're operating under. Ken, I don't mean any disrespect, but, I mean, it's just sloppy.
This is out of order. Go ahead, Beth. I was going to rule this out of order, but go ahead, Beth.
This is just to confirm. I keep a spreadsheet of attendance at every meeting I go to, and this is just to say that my own records are identical to Kim's, and confirms hers for whatever that's worth. I don't find a problem with the count that Kim is keeping, and I find this distraction to be profoundly dilatory, and have to wonder whether that's the intent at this point. Thank you.
Bella to the stack. Bella would like to be heard. Thank you.
Madam Bella?
I called for the orders of the day. I believe that's in order.
One of the people on your list, Madam
Bella, Perry, you don't have the floor. You don't have
I
the floor.
You recognize me.
Pardon me?
You just said Bella.
And
you
then, okay, go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. One of the people on the list is Ali Lexa, who attended last meeting, and then he left swiftly. So that would constitute one meeting. King Riley would not be a member, a voting member.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes, go ahead, Ken.
The member is violating the process of the committee. We already voted and supported the chair. Questions about attendance and who's on the committee will be transferred to the governance committee. the member who's speaking just before me is trying to mess up the meeting. I don't know how to say it. Delay us, postpone us. Please just proceed with the meeting. I consider this, that destructive.
Yes, this discussion is out of order, Bella. And you have been warned.
That's a slanderous statement.
Janine, you are out of order. You do not have the floor. Please come to order. This motion or to suggest and whatever you want is out of order. We are moving on.
I asked, what is the ruling on my request to add?
Janine, we already voted on this. Janine, you're out of order.
Point of order.
Janine, you're out of order. Go ahead, Grace.
This is Grace.
Both
Janine and Bella have been reprimanded by the chair for speaking out of turn, for making dilatory motions, for going against a vote that just occurred. And I suggest that if they do it one more time, that the body take a vote to mute them for the rest of the meeting.
You know,
well,
no.
Let's give them one more infraction, and then I suggest that the chair...
Janine, you do not have the floor.
The rest
Janine,
of the meeting.
You do not have the floor. Janine, you do not have the floor.
You ought to be ashamed
okay.
of yourselves, all of you.
I am calling for a vote to mute Janine for the rest of the meeting. And this is non-debatable. We're going now. Who votes to mute Janine for the rest of the meeting? She has been warned more than three times. Who votes? Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ken, how do you vote?
Yes.
Alan Beek, how do you vote?
I vote to stop all this fooling around and get on with our business. Somebody is
Thank
objecting,
you.
Is deliberately sabotaging this meeting.
Thank you very
I
much,
I
Alan.
Fred, I vote yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes. Most definitely yes.
Bella DeSoto.
No.
Raymond Goldstone.
Yes.
Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Dave Johnson.
Yes.
Steve Kaiser. Steve Kaiser, I can't hear you. Kim Kaufman votes yes. Michael Novick.
No.
King Riley. King Riley. I can't hear you, King Riley. Pardon me?
I said someone needs to mute this heavy breezy or something in the line. I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, I can't hear King Riley. Janine Roan. Ruth Strauss.
No, I'd just like a stack to be established and go on. Thank you.
Beth Von Gunten.
Yes.
John Wenger?
Yes.
Okay, so King Riley, I didn't hear you, and Steve Kaiser, I didn't hear you. Okay, so we have one, two. I didn't hear Janine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 and 3, no. Fred, can you mute Janine, please?
Will do.
Okay.
I think she's hung up.
Okay.
Kim?
Yes?
Julia?
Hi, Julia.
Hey, there's somebody emailed the group saying that they weren't in, and I thought I should check. Her name is Sue Cohen-Johnson. Is she supposed to be in the call?
Yes.
I'll email her with the PIN code and information.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Julia, I move, since Julia is here already, that that we approve the agenda and approve them and change approving the minutes until after we've heard from Julia Kennard. Can we do that?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. And since Julia's here, we will get right into. So, any objections to approving the agenda as amended?
No objection.
Zella object.
Okay, so there's one objection. Any others? Okay. Julia, thank you for coming. Julia's going to speak on our latest profit and loss statement, and then we can have some questions. Julia will be here for a half an hour. I promised her no longer than a half an hour. So here we go. Julia, you have the floor.
Great, thank you. Does everyone have the January financials pulled up? And
I sent them out.
Has them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to give people time if they didn't have them open yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to spend too much time on the first page because I know that there were some questions about and more of the details. But I do want to explain the first page, the summary tab, so that people understand what's going on here. If you go to row 5 under revenue and just go straight across, I wanted to make it more clear. You know, as we've said before, in January of 2021, the 2020 PPP funds were accrued and then reversed. When they were reversed, out of the national office. So long story short, I hope to get that corrected. I have not been able to do that yet. But I wanted to show an adjusted column compensating for that transaction. So if you look at column L and column N, what that does is it backs out the PPP for KPFK that was about $393,000. And it shows that the year-over-year change is revenue is down $435,431, not $829,000.
So the $435,000 number is this year's. We're down $400,000 this year over last year. Once you've subtracted the PPP money,
correct?
Okay,
correct.
Okay.
So I just didn't want people, and you can see under column I that there's that big $1,222,000 under the national office. When whoever made
on
that entry,
10.
They didn't
on
line 10.
Yeah.
So all of that net, yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. So expenses, again, line 18, are $397,000 less than last year. And so our net is still, it still washes out. For KPFK, we are in the red, $431,000 versus last year.
That's line 31.
Yep, you're right. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Line 31. So year to date, we're in the red, $252,906. But that's essentially double, complete opposite of where we were this time last year, which I'm really actually even shocked that we were in the, had a positive or net income, net gain at this time last year. So let's go on over to the KPFK tab. And most of what I want to talk about, just to help explain a few things, is going to be under expenses. I believe I said this last time. Unfortunately, there's just not a lot to say about revenue. It's not happening.
Yeah.
You know, we had $75,000 in revenue in January, which is just you know, what do you do? We're in a better position in February, but obviously that's because we have the fund drive going. Hopefully, I don't think there's going to be any way to get around this, but we're going to have to continue in fundraising mode pretty much throughout the year to get where we need to be. I believe I saw some questions about, if you look on line 10V under January, we had major donor income of $2,000. We had two $1,000 gifts. And again, I just want to point to people. I think there was a question too about the grant income. Well, why did we not have any grant income this year when we had $50,000 last year? There, as I've said before, a lot of stuff was being posted to grant income that was not grant income. It was mostly major gifts that should have been going up onto the major gifts line. I don't think anything is really going on with grant applications right now. I know that that's something that Stephanie really wants to focus on. But at this point, you know, that's going to be a pretty long lead time. Excuse me. Close my window there. If we, again, remove the PPP loan from last January, revenue year to date is down $71,000 in January, just for the month of January, from January to January. Going on down to the expenses, if we scroll down to the details, so go down to line 61 where we get you know, I think everyone knows we cut the daylights out of salaries, so I'm not going to spend too much time on that because that's all pretty clear. But if you go down to line 61 under administrative expenses, consultants, that is mostly board operators. One board operator at this point, it's about half and half. One has picked up more hours and is on payroll at of this point, and the other is just working a few hours, so it's still just very sporadic. What does make up a chunk of this year to date, though, is about $7,000, which is for NETA services, and that's actually going to be moved over to the national office expense. So, again, we'll be reducing that by about $7,000, hopefully, in the next month when we move that over. If we go down to legal fees, line 67, I believe someone had questioned the legal fees in January. That is one invoice for January for the attorney who handles the union negotiations. Hopefully, that is the last one of those. I would think we'd have one more because they're still trying to get that document signed. Line 73 under January, the credit of $17,044. We received two property tax refunds. So that's why it is actually, the refunds have exceeded the expenses for the year because the refunds were for 2 years. And thank you to Fred and, oh my goodness, what's the other gentleman's
name? Steve Kaiser.
Steve. Fred and Steve for being so helpful with work that we had to get done on that. I will say I did find one correction that needs to be made. This on line 81. For January, under noon services, you see $409. That should not be there. I went back, and I don't know how that ended up there, but I will correct that. It's actually internet. It's this spectrum. So I'll correct that. I'll just move over to internet, wherever that is. Under programming, that was, I'm bringing this up not because it's unusual, but just that because there's nothing that's been spent in that line item ever. That is RCS. I'm not sure what that sounds stands for, but it's a sound software that the programmers needed. I think that was an annual subscription or something like that. The maintenance on line 83, $2,919, that is 7 months of TechSoup maintenance. It's $417 a month. That was invoices that I wasn't receiving, and they finally tracked us down, and we were able to get those. So that is catching up for the past 7 months. That is the majority of the items that were jumping out at me. So other, you know, as I've said before, the expenses have really, there's nothing extravagant going on. People, they're barely even buying paper at the office. So, I think the only thing that they might be doing is that there's some snacks that might be purchased every few months. But other than that, it's bare bones. And the focus really needs to be on revenue generation. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Julia. I'll take a stack.
Fred for the stack.
This is Dave.
Okay, I heard Dave, and then I heard Fred.
Can point of order, please?
Yes.
You, in order to get to Julia's part of the meeting right away, you skipped over timekeeper, and I think it might be appropriate to institute that before you start taking stacks.
Thank you. Would you like to volunteer, Michael Heiss?
Oh, Kim Kaufman, you're a psychic. Give me the parameters.
That's been 2 minutes. I see no reason to change.
You got it.
Thank you. Okay, Dave Johnson, and then Fred.
Bella DeSoto was first, Madam Chair.
I'm just hearing you right now. I'll put you on the stack. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you, Julia, for joining us. I had one question about the travel expenses. November, $515, 2021, and January, $105. Particularly the $515 in November, 2021. Do we know what that was for? And I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
No matter what it's for, I was wondering why we'd be spending that when we don't have any money. Thank you.
Yes. That is where the general manager went to KPFK. I need to go back, and I meant to actually get the details on that, but I'm 99% sure that is definitely one trip to KPFK in November, not KPFK, KPFA, both of those months. But I will look at that while the other questions come through. But nobody else is doing any traveling. Like, nobody else even turns in mileage. So, and Kim and I had discussed that previously, that there was a meeting with the general manager at KPFA just to get some insight on.
And January, $105? I'm sorry, I thought you were finished.
That's okay.
January, $105?
She was going to look that up, Dave. She said she was
I'm going to look that one up.
Oh, sorry. I beg your pardon.
That's okay. That was for the general manager. And I need to – I'll look that up while we're talking. Because I need to pull that particular receipt up, and I apologize. I forgot to do that.
Okay.
I know
that was
the one person.
Okay. Are you done, Fred? I mean, Dave?
Yes, I'm finished. Thank you.
Fred, go ahead.
Yes. You can hear me all right, okay? Excuse
yes.
me.
Yes.
Julia, on line 62, telephone expenses. I'm hearing all this, sound like somebody's drinking soda in the background. Could somebody please mute their microphone? I noticed from last year to this year, there hasn't been any changes reflected in that in those expenses. And supposedly, there's been a lot of work on reducing the telecom expenses on line 62. Can you answer that?
I can. You are correct. The implementation of the change of services ran and hit a snag and ended up being more complicated, I believe, than was originally anticipated. I do know that they had to extend they've had to extend it another month. They're still working on it. We have stopped the charges for, and I can't remember, TPX. I can't, Telepacifica. TPX, I think, is about $3,000 a month. February should be the last bill for that. Again, it ended up being a pretty challenging experience. I'm trying to think of the best way to say it with those who are working on it. So it bled into February, and it's still not completely corrected. But I know TPX, we are no longer paying them. We have bills that we owe them, but we don't have new charges after February for them. I did see a credit come through today for a little over $3,000 for the AT&T bill. We have so many AT&T bills, I'm still a little confused about what this particular part was. I have made a valiant effort to remove myself out of the IT telecommunications function because I was kind of too much in it in the beginning and it was becoming a little too time consuming. So John Almela is and Mo are working with Brian and Mikkel to get all of that resolved. I think they're pretty close.
Is that it, Fred? Fred?
I hope that answered the question.
Fred?
I'm sorry, I had myself muted.
Fred?
I had myself muted. Thank you for the detailed information, Julia, and I think it exposed some of that information.
Thank you.
I'm finished.
Bella? Steve to the sack.
Steve Kaiser?
Yes, please.
Okay, Bella's next.
Thank you. Thank you, Julia. So let's see. I sent you, as usually, a battery of questions. Some of them are being covered here. The general manager was warned to dive into this KPFA offering, a new telecommunication system. There were warnings about that it would not go smooth and it would be costly. So that's now water under the bridge. But I wanted to, one of my questions sent to you was regarding, starting with the salaries. In 2021, a huge difference from fiscal year 2022, January, $252,464. I would like to know how the heck do we have such a huge salary difference when, unless there are other items being compiled into that figure. And that's the breakdown that we need. The other thing go ahead.
Julia, I know what she's talking about. I'll answer that because you weren't here. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bella.
I was assuming it's layoffs, but.
Yes.
Go ahead, Julia, please.
Yeah. From my experience, what I've seen in the past, since I've been around, is that it was significant layoffs and attrition. So when people left, some positions were not filled or, you know, there were layoffs. I was not here when those layoffs occurred. So I'm not sure, but I know the staff is significantly smaller than it was, which, of course,
okay,
then feeds into all the other line items, especially the benefits.
Okay, yeah. So the benefits, it would be – I believe that there are other items, like I said earlier, that are being put in there, and it is unfair to sandwich all those items together. That is a very significant difference.
Which items?
For the year ending 21, we are showing 535 one way on line item 45. And then for 2022, we are showing 306,082. So again, it's a difference in salaries of 252,464. So we need a breakdown on that so we can keep tabs on what's going on. The other
you're in the 2 minutes total time.
Okay. If I may,
those were payroll related. Those are individual employees who are no longer with the company. That's why it dropped so dramatically.
Okay, and if I may,
Bella, you no longer have the floor. Steve Kaiser is next.
Julie, you mentioned earlier about a property tax refund.
Yes, sir.
Remember that?
Yes.
And how much was that?
Well, there were two, and they totaled
$10,000.
They were both a little over $8,000. And so I think that they were not the full amount was because the way KPFK had been submitting their applications was they were submitting them in arrears instead of forward. And so the refunds were short, the late fee of like $500.
Yeah, you thought they corresponded to 10 years. I think they corresponded to a single year, maybe 2 years.
If I didn't say 2 years, I meant
two
years. It was two. The checks were very about the same. And I think the difference between what went out and what came back was late fees.
Just wanted to finally have some clarity on that, but it's lacked a lot of clarity over the couple of years.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have a question. Okay, Michael, I'll put you on after me. Just a question about November major donor income, line 10. In November, we had $55,000. Was that a bequest? That was like a $50,000 bequest or something like that?
I'm pulling it up right now. I feel like it wasn't that large. I feel like there were two large items, and I'll pull that up while we're talking. But we don't, and that's one thing that's interesting is people talk a lot about, for example, one, bequest, and two, the recurring donors. The sustainers. And it's interesting because the general ledger is not set up to track it that way. And so that's something that's going to have to come up in that conversation about the general ledger. With those numbers, but because people talk about the importance of the quest, and they talk about that a lot, but it's not ever broken out. So, but I'll give you the breakdown of that in a minute. I'm pulling it up right now. How many gifts that was.
Michael Novick.
The big picture to me is that, expenses are down substantially compared to last year by something like $400,000 less in expenses. But the problem is that revenue is down even more. I was going to ask about November as well, because including that major donor income, November was better than the previous year. If that's what caused it was bequest, that would explain that. But the big gap is was in the fall fund drive, especially about $250,000 less in October, $250,000 less in October compared to October of the previous year. The other ones are a little hard because of the difference in the bequest, and then the difference in the 383 shows up in January on the this sheet that, as you said, you took out on the summary. I did have a question about the overall thing. I was just curious on the summary. why there was nothing indicated for income. I don't think there's income either. Is there? Yeah, nothing indicated
for the affiliate
expenses for the affiliates network. I was just curious about that.
Sure, sure. One thing that I told the National Finance Committee was that, and I'm not sure if we had this conversation on this committee or not, but the producing the financial statements, just the act of pulling them together, is pretty cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started getting into the details of doing that, I realized that Tamara, my predecessor, was doing a lot of having hand calculating, adding rows, columns, trying to make it look the way someone at Pacifica had told her that they wanted it to look. And when I ran the report as it comes out of the system and versus the way she was being asked to do it and discussed this with the national committee, and they agreed that it was not worth all the extra time and formatting that was required to do it the way that Tamara had been doing it. What was lost with that, though, is that because the affiliates have not been, they are their own unit, but they have not been officially broken out in the accounting software into their own unit like KPFK is. So I can go in and pull up KPFK's income statement, no problem. I can't do that with the affiliates. They are buried in the national office tab or worksheet. So when you go over to the national office, you can see the one line item is affiliates income, and then you can go to the bottom and see where the affiliates expenses are. So that's something that they were willing to sacrifice until we can get them converted in the accounting system and pulled out of the national office so they can run their own. Because it's easier. We only have a few accounts for them, so it's pretty easy to identify that.
Okay, thanks. The reason I was curious about that was I know that at least once or twice during the last year we had to borrow money from the affiliates unit to cover our payroll. So I was wondering how we keep track of those sort of inter...
Well, for them, we have a spreadsheet. I kind of do all of that via spreadsheet anyway, because so much has to go on between the intercompany with everything that we do, or the majority of what we do. But for them, I have a spreadsheet. At least for the other items, as long as we book them correctly on the front end, I can go back in and run a report and tell, you know, with a good description what that is. But I tend to use spreadsheets to keep up with that. So we owe them $21,500 right now.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bella, to the stack again, please. Kim?
Are you muted, Kim?
She may have dropped off the call. No, she's still present.
Oh, hell, I was muted. I was just saying thank you, Julia. I promised her a half an hour, and we're out of half an hour. And thank you for taking the time to come and explain this to us.
Madam Chair, can I ask my final question?
We're moving on the agenda now.
Michael Novick was given 4 minutes or more.
I wasn't timing it. So,
Bella, I was timing it, and as I did when you were speaking, I stopped the watch when Julia was speaking and accounted the total time of the meeting participant, so Michael spoke for 1 minute and 35 seconds total time. Your total time was 2 seconds. I'm sorry, 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay, so the next item on the agenda is to approve the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Bella, next.
Fred, so Fred moves to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Raymond to the stack.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Which minutes?
The second set of minutes that I sent out, there was a little minor correction. I got the votes yes and no backwards. The result was the same.
It's not the entire of Lawrence's minutes. It's your minutes, but with the right vote.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's at the bottom of page one.
Yes.
So any objections, any further corrections to the minutes? No further corrections to the minutes. Okay, so these minutes are approved. Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Bella. I have a question to the chair.
Go ahead, Bella.
Has Sue Cohen Johnson be permitted to come into the call? She was prevented from casting two votes earlier. And is she on the call?
I don't know. She can speak up. I don't see her.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you, yes. Are you the guest? Okay.
She's a member.
Yeah, but I'm a member.
Okay, thank
but,
you.
But the last time you put up a phone number was a long time ago. I had to page and page through all my emails to find the phone number for this committee, and then it's a different, you gave me a different PIN number to get in. I guess I'm on a guest line now. What about the other members? Is there anybody else being locked out? And
I'm sorry you had
really
a problem. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe you and I and Fred can discuss it afterwards. Nobody else had a problem that I'm aware of.
Well, they couldn't get through to tell you. Fred was nice enough to send me an email with the updated PIN number so I could get in finally. And I would have liked to have been voted, and I hope the roll shows that I'm present since I'm a member. I have been a member for quite a few meetings.
Ruth to the stack.
Go ahead, Ruth.
I just wanted to say I'm not pointing any fingers at anyone, but the last, and you were sick anyway, but the last communication I got was Michael saying it was going, I mean, he did try to write out that it was going to be the same thing as the LSB number, which is what I called, and then it said, you are the only one in the meeting. Finally,
yeah, me too.
At quarter to four, I got an email from Fred with the credentials. I don't know whether it was just to me or to everybody, but just wanted you to know that there was a mix-up, but I'm not upset or blaming anyone.
Well, it's kind of frustrating, and I would have liked to have voted. And what did Bella say? I wanted to hear the end of what she said.
She said, "But I don't know." So we're moving on. Okay.
Point of order. I'm
speaking.
Point of information. I'm sorry. Is this a therapy session or a finance committee meeting?
We're moving on the agenda. We are moving on the agenda, Ken.
Okay.
I resent that. I'm a member, and I need to vote when I'm a member and answer present when the roll is called.
I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what the problem
is. Was that Ken? I resent that.
I don't know what the problem is. Why you couldn't? It was listed on KPFTX, Sue. I don't know. I don't
not
know
with
why.
The right.
Not with the right number that worked.
Yes, with the right number that worked.
Now I'm calling for a point of order. Point of order, point of order. We are here to have a meeting. There's 15 or 20 people on the meeting. We cannot go into handling some difficulty that one person had.
I'm not the only one.
We're talking about finance. I call orders of the
day. Ruth had it also.
Sue Cohen Johnson, you no longer have the floor. We can speak about it after the meeting. Fred and I will help you, you know, get you whatever you need to get. Right now, we can't go back in time. We're moving forward. I apologize for whatever inconvenience there was, but we're moving on with this meeting, Sue. I will help you after the meeting.
Just don't insult me.
I am not insulting you.
He did.
Whatever, Sue. We're moving on.
Carry on.
You do not have the floor, Sue.
Carry on.
Please be quiet.
Unfinished business. This is the third party donation thank you gift fundraising motion. I will read it for the stream. Whereas KPFK has been doing third party fundraising and has found it mutually beneficial to listeners, third parties in the station. And if KPFK's GM wants to continue to do this, therefore, the following are guidelines to maintain compliance. Requirements for FCC compliance. All third-party donation thank you gift fundraising must be done during a regularly scheduled fund drive. All funds must come to the station. The percentage of the split must be under 50% to the third party. There should be no promises of percentages made to the public or donee. Only, quote, a portion of the funds raised in this program will go to blah, 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 unquote. For KPFK Pacifica policy, all third-party donation thank you gift fundraising must follow the above FCC rules. All third-party donation thank you gift fundraising must be pre-approved by the GM and John Almala before each fund drive. The third parties must be vetted by the GM and the ICFO, Julia Kennard, before each fund drive. The GM and Julia Kennard to decide on the percentage of the split before each fund drive. End of the motion. I'll take a stack.
Raymond, do a stack.
Go ahead, Raymond.
I apologize, but I don't have a clue who Mr. Almala is. Do you have a title?
He is the director of, help me out here, director, technical director, the national technical director. He deals with all of our FCC compliance issues, like renewing all the stations' licenses and that kind of stuff. So I have discussed this with him and with Julia, and these are suggestions made by both him and Julia and Otis McClay, who is also another technical person in the national office.
Thank you.
This is Bella.
Okay, I heard Beth, then I heard Bella. Go ahead, Beth. Can everybody mute who is not Beth? Thank you. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, we need some sort of protocol in place for this. This was sent out just before the meeting, and I didn't have the chance to go through it until now in detail, and I feel the need to do more background work, more due diligence on this before voting on it. I think it makes a number of useful points. I think there are other aspects of the issue of third-party fundraising that it doesn't touch on. Right, what's proposed really covers inputs from various levels of management, There's nothing about governance weighing in on any of this or helping to set priorities. And so I would move to postpone that until we have had a chance to look into this more deeply. You may already have had those conversations with all these people behind the scenes, but not with us. And we haven't had a chance to go through the details. And there are layers of regulations that apply here. There's CPB regs, there's FCC regs, there's 501c3 regs. And in order to know that we have everything in place, I need not to try to do that by the seat of our pants. I need time to look into that. Thank you.
Ken to the stack.
Well, we have a motion to postpone, and I will let Ken speak to it, but I'm also going to speak to it before we take that vote.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Raymond.
If we are going to entertain a motion to postpone, it should be to a time certain or a meeting.
Correct.
Certain. Otherwise, it falls off the table.
I understand. When do you want to postpone it to, Beth?
What do you propose?
I'm proposing that we don't postpone it, but if we must, to the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know whether that'll be adequate, but we can start with that.
Go ahead, Ken.
The bill is complicated. The motion is, or the policy is somewhat complicated. However, based on Kim's declaration that it was drafted on the basis of the people working in the area, it is better than the absolute absence of any policy at all, which is our current state. And in the real world, a programmer, decides to raise funds because of a tsunami or a drought or a hurricane or a volcano, usually something like that. But there's no discretion. There's no oversight. It's not organized at all. So in that regard, I think we shouldn't postpone it. It sounded to me like it calls over. It puts the weight on the GM and maybe somebody from NETA or something to approve it and oversight. And when people sign it, they're responsible. So then they can do the due diligence. But to start a committee to do the diligence or to establish something, we're working hand to mouth, and it's really a hey you organization. So that policy that was just stated assigned responsibility to various entities to approve it. And also, whatever you look up as the current policy may change in a week or a month. You can't set exactly what the limits should be. They may change something from 20% to 50%, or you can't do it more than five times a week, or you're not allowed to do it for only can do it for minorities. You never know. We're in a very volatile world. So the best you can do is like what this policy said or indicated, put somebody in charge of approving it who's not likely to change his position or leave. Somebody who's more stable, like a general manager or a financial officer, and they will have to abide by regulations. No policy can violate California law.
2 minute time.
Thank you. I approve of it. I disapprove of postponing it.
Okay. I'm going to speak to this. And I essentially agree with Ken that while there may be more things that could happen, this is the basic what we need right now. We've already made several mishaps or goof-ups regarding FCC rules and 501c3 rules, and this is the minimum of what we need to protect ourselves from that happening again, because the people who will vet it before are the ones who know the rules. And so this is a protection against making those kind of violations. It can always be added to or amended later. If, you know, you can come up with some idea of how you want governance involved, but that's not relevant to protecting ourselves from violating FCC and other regulations, which our compliance officer in this area, it's why he is on this to review it before it happens, before mistakes are made, and then we have to, you know, fix it. So that's why I am promoting voting for this and at least having this in place going forward, because this is happening. This is going on, and this is just to prevent people who don't know the rules from doing things. So I am recommending not postponing. Okay, I heard Ruth, and I heard somebody else.
I asked her a point.
Bella was on the chat before anyone else.
And Mike also, please.
Okay, Bella, you were on the stack for before this motion was passed. So I will put you on the stack, and then I will put Michael Heiss. Ruth, you're next.
This is the second time you moved me to the bottom of the stack. But
you're
not
at the bottom. Bella, you don't have the floor. Bella, you don't have the floor. Ruth Strauss has the floor.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Would this go to the LSB as a recommendation from us?
It will go there, and then it will go to the National Finance Committee and up to the PNB, because it really needs to be a national policy, because other stations are doing it, and other stations are using our programming to do it as well.
Further point of information?
Yes.
I understand your comment.
Wait. Raymond, I'm going to put you on the stack, because the request for information really relates to rules, not questions about this motion. So I'm going to put you on the stack, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Ruth.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm a newcomer, but my opinion is, and you bring up a good point about, you know, a national policy, but until that's established, my opinion is that given our financial straits at KPFK, I personally think that third-party fundraising at this time is not appropriate financially. And I'm just voicing my opinion. Thank you.
I understand that. And it's not our decision.
Okay.
The decision is not whether we do it or not. The decision is if the GM is going to do it, these are the rules he needs to follow. I am not advocating for it or against it. That's my position.
That was
about
just my opinion. It was an opinion. It wasn't a challenge. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying this is not, I may agree with your opinion personally, but that's not what this is about. It's
okay.
The GM makes those decisions. This is not to direct the GM to do it or not do it. It's just if he's going to do it, he makes those decisions right now.
That's unfortunate.
Steve to the stack.
Grace for the stack.
Bella's next, and then I heard Kaiser, and then I heard Grace.
What happened about me?
Yes, I heard Bella, Heiss, Raven, and Kaiser. Is that correct? And Grace.
And then Beth.
Sue Stack. Sue Stack.
Okay. Bella's next.
Okay, thank you. I want to point out two things. When Janine was muted, she is being prevented from casting her vote. And in the motion, the member that is muted must be permitted to cast its vote. And the other issue is regarding the question and the answer you rendered a few moments ago, it has to go to the Governance Committee. From there, it goes to the LSB. From there goes to national. Thank you.
Okay. Michael Heiss is next.
Thanks, Heiss. time myself here. I just like to make, excuse me, just like to make the suggestion that where names are mentioned, and I don't think we should change it now, but for the future, where it says GM and John Almala or CFO Julia Kennard, that the names be replaced with functional titles, because if the person, you know, is no longer in the place where they were when this is meeting put together, then the motion falls apart. So I would just like to suggest that either now or at the appropriate point. And also in the third bullet under the policy, third parties must be vetted by the GM and the ICO or CFO. I think that you should also add the Pacifica compliance officer in there, because they're the real person that needs to make certain that we're not doing anything that's going to get us in trouble. So that should be added there. Thank you.
Okay. Point well taken. I have no problem with those amendments. Does anyone else?
Ruth, to the stack one more time.
I'll put you down. Raymond is next.
Yes. I'm trying to understand whether or not the motion shouldn't be addressed to the LSB. Now, whether it goes beyond that is a different question. But I believe it should be addressed to the LSB.
I don't know what that means, to address a motion to the LSB.
It's a recommendation that they adopt it.
Okay.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Grace.
I respect and agree with the amendments that Michael Heiss is putting forward and the amendment that Raymond is putting forward. However, it is out of order during this debate on whether or not to postpone the motion. They should be taken up after we decide whether consideration of this motion should be postponed or not.
Point well taken, Grace. Go ahead.
Just as a point of information, I did not propose an amendment. I simply requested that at the appropriate time these things be amended so that we don't delay getting this started as quickly as possible. I did not request an amendment.
Okay.
Getting to the staff.
Okay. Anything else, Raymond?
Not on the issue of postponing.
Thank you, Raymond. Steve Kaiser next.
Kim, you mentioned something about other radio stations using our programming. I was wondering if you could clarify that.
WBAI rebroadcasts Margaret Prescott's show.
Oh, okay. Somebody else in the Pacifica Network then.
Right.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Ken to
Grace,
the staff.
You're next. I have you down, Ken.
Thank
Grace
you.
Grace is next.
Okay, I think that this motion to postpone should be defeated, because, as Ken said, any policy is better than no policy. Any rule regulation of this situation should be done as soon as possible. The possible FCC violations this may engender, if not handled with some regulation, could be very damaging financially. So the quicker that this kind of protocol gets put into place, the better. It can always be amended later or tweaked later. But I read it over, and I am conversant with FCC regulations in this area, and it seems like very good policy. So I recommend that we vote against postponement.
Thank you, Grace. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
We used to have a rule against alternate fundraising confusing the fund drive, and I think the CPB has a rule against it.
That's not correct, Sue Cohen. This has been vetted by our FCC attorneys.
Okay.
The rules changed in 2017 from what it was, and this has been legally vetted by Pacifica's FCC attorneys.
Oh, we had an internal rule back in the day.
Right.
Against it.
Okay. Ruth, Ken hasn't spoken yet. I'll call on Ruth.
Neither has Beth. Beth is...
I just called it.
Beth, you've already spoken on this.
Everybody gets my sympathy cards. Just send me your emails. I call the question on the postponement.
I don't think you can do that in a committee, Ken. I mean, I can ask if people are ready to vote.
Okay.
Are people ready to vote, or do people still want to speak? So I guess
people
they're
still
not.
Want to speak.
Okay. So I have Beth, and then I have Ruth.
Shall I go ahead?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, this is a position I've taken at the national level, too, where frequently we see motions for the first time just as we're going into meetings. And eventually I asked for better notice than that and didn't get it. And so eventually I said that any motion that I hadn't had the chance to see with adequate notice in advance, I wouldn't be able to support. Even if it was something that I would ordinarily have approved, I'm very uncomfortable being asked to rubber stamp something that we haven't had a chance to do due diligence on. So if it goes to a vote today, then I won't be able to support it. Thank you.
Beth, just for your information, this was on the agenda at the last meeting a month ago. So, and it was postponed then. So there has been a month. This is not a new motion, just presented for the first time today.
I didn't know it would be on the agenda today.
Well,
agenda
yes,
today.
It was postponed from the last meeting. You postponed it.
Bella,
here we are. Yeah. I heard Ruth, and then I heard Bella.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, I've lost the thread of this, so I don't know whether my comment is out of time or whatever, but I have noted that our GM kind of shoots from the hip. He makes decisions on his own, and they are not always well-informed decision or, in my opinion, good decisions. So I would hope that the committee could at least, you know, like they say, advise and consent. I would hope that the committee, until it's really clarified, could get a sense of the committee and give it to him before he makes a unilateral decision. Thank you.
Okay. Bella's next.
I want to, first of all, I feel that this motion is not within the purview of this committee's territory. It should go to governance of the LSB. That's where it should be presented, although I would support it, but it's not the purview of this committee. And I've noticed that we are moving away more and more from our financial area of this committee, which is the purview of this committee. And I insist that Janine Ron be permitted to cast her vote. Thank you.
Okay.
John to the staff.
Go ahead, Trent Wenger.
Yeah. I support the motion because it's already come up a couple of times. Sue Cohen has mentioned that we used to have a rule, so all we're doing is basically reinstituting that rule. I don't think it matters a whole lot because it'll be brought up in governance after this meeting anyhow. Governance can fine tune it at all. It's the role of governance to fine tune the motions that are submitted to it from the finance committee. And to somebody's comment that the motion should be directed to the LSB. All motions from the Finance Committee are motions which are provided to the LSB because we're just basically saying to the LSB, here's an idea. You guys should discuss it and vote on it. So that's the way it always is. So let's move on and keep things going, please. I'm done.
Thank you. Are we ready to vote on whether to postpone or not?
Will Janine be permitted to vote?
No.
No. Sorry. Pardon me.
Are we ready to vote?
I'm sorry. Why not? The muting was not supposed to prevent people from voting.
That's not what the motion said, Michael.
I believe it did.
I believe it didn't. Are we
can
ready
you
to
read
vote?
Point of order. Can we please read that section of the motion?
Which motion?
So we can clear this up.
Okay.
The motion about muting people.
Okay.
It's in the
upon
motion
a first
itself.
Minor. Okay. Upon a first minor incident interrupting a speaker, for example, the chair would give the member a warning. Upon a second incident, a second warning should be given. Upon a third incident in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider a vote to mute the member for the remainder of the meeting. Such request should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the member continues disruptive behavior, she/he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if she/he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation. I see nothing there about letting that person vote.
Madam Chair, there was a motion, an amendment made in the
Bella,
governance
you do not
meeting.
Have the floor. You do not have the floor. That is the motion that was approved. I'm taking the vote now. Yes to postpone, no not to postpone. Grace, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Ken, how do you vote?
No.
Alan Beek, how do you vote? I'll come back to him. Fred Blair, how do you vote?
Pass.
Sue Cohen Johnson?
Abstain.
Bella DeSoto?
I am not voting, so I guess I will abstain.
Raymond Goldstone?
Abstain.
Michael Heiss?
No.
Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson votes no.
Steve Kaiser?
Come back to him. He's muted.
I vote no. Michael Novick?
Yes.
King Riley?
No.
I will change my vote to yes. Bella DeSoto.
Yes. And I will also.
Okay. Lou Strauss?
I apologize to everyone, but could you repeat what the votes, which is which, please?
Sure. A motion to postpone. If you want to postpone it, you vote yes.
Postpone what? I'm sorry.
Postpone dealing with this motion.
The motion
to the next
being
meeting. The motion on the third party donation fundraising.
Okay, thank you. I vote yes to postpone. Thank you.
Okay, Beth Von Gutten.
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
John Wenger?
No.
Okay, so we have Fred.
I vote no.
Okay.
Did you get my vote? I said no.
I got it, Fred. Is Alan Beek still on the call or Steve Kaiser?
I had to use the restroom. I'm here now, Tim. What did you need? What's the vote on?
We're voting on whether to postpone this third-party thank you gift fundraising motion.
At the next regular meeting.
Is that in behalf of the third-party fundraising or against it?
It's neither. It's to postpone it, to postpone talking about it until the next meeting.
Okay, I vote yes.
Yes, to postpone.
Yes, please.
Okay. And Alan Beek? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six, yes, to
Alan
postpone.
Beek voted
one.
No.
Okay. All right. So then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no to postpone and one abstention.
Fails.
So do we have more discussion on this motion?
Madam Chair, who was the abstention?
Raymond Goldstone.
Oh, okay.
What was the count, Madam Chair?
6 yes, 9 no. And one abstention. So, is there further discussion on this motion? Or
motion.
Are we ready to vote?
And
pardon me?
Motion to amend.
Okay, you're making a motion to amend.
I am.
And that would be?
That wherever a name, a specific name is mentioned, be replaced with that
title.
Title or portfolio, however you wish to characterize it.
Okay.
And that in the third bullet of the Pacific KPFK policy, the compliance officer be included.
Okay. I'm not sure that that's necessary. For that particular function, I can write include compliance officer if applicable, and if that's okay.
Well, rather than having you amend the amendment, that's all right.
Are there any objections to this amendment?
Kim, before you go to that, I have a friendly amendment to his motion, his
okay.
amendment.
Okay.
I think that it would be useful just to expedite the process of meetings to have both. I agree that the functional title has to be there, but we could have currently just name the person currently there, because then with the people at the LSV, when they hear this, they'll go, oh, yeah, Julie Kennard, yeah, I know who that is. If they have to think about the NEDA representative, it's just another thought. It just slows them down a bit. So if the amender agrees, we'll just do that, because it doesn't hurt much to stick their name in there, and it's just a couple of words of typing, and it might expedite LSV meetings, and that's a good thing. Do you like my amendment or not?
It's a substitute. It's a substitute motion, because it sort of is directly opposite of what Raymond is suggesting.
No, it's not a substitute. If the proposer accepts the friendly amendment, then it just becomes, he just says, okay, I agree. If he doesn't, then I could do a substitute amendment. I'm not willing to go through that effort today. If it's regarded as a good thing, he can just say I accept it, and then I believe that Robert's rules allows that, but maybe it's changed.
It's up to the body at this point. But as far as I'm concerned, Raymond's amendment says take out the names and just use their titles. Now you're saying no, put the titles in as well as their names.
Just with the in parentheses, something like currently, just name the name, and that's the idea. Then is it'll make things go quicker. It adds value. It doesn't hurt.
I understand your intention, Raymond. What are you saying?
I have no objection to that change.
Okay. Does anybody else have any objections? Okay. So I will put name and title. Current name and title. I will word it. Any other discussion? I guess we're ready to vote.
Any objection?
Right. I object.
Call. Okay.
Bella objects.
Okay, we're taking a vote. Grace, how do you vote? This is
yes.
Yes for the motion. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
What happened to the amendment?
Amended. Okay, as amended.
Thank you.
Okay. Grace votes yes. Ken, how do you vote?
Yes.
Alan Beek, how do you vote? I'll come back to Alan. Fred, how do you vote?
Yes.
Duco and Johnson?
I'm sorry. Is this the main motion that says you may not have third-party funding?
No, this is the
fundraising.
This is the main motion that says if the GM wants to do third-party donation, thank you, gift, fundraising, then these are the protocols that should be followed.
I vote yes.
Okay.
This is Alan Beek. I think I was muted. I vote yes.
Thank you, Alan. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson votes yes.
Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman votes yes. Michael Novick?
Pass.
King Riley?
Yes.
Bruce Strauss? Bruce?
Sorry, I vote yes, and I hope that the committee will give him a sense of what we think. Thank you.
I'm not sure that's possible, Ruth, but okay. Beth von Gunten?
No.
John Wenger?
Yes.
Okay, and Michael Novick passed?
No.
Yes.
Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes votes and 3,
and three
no
notes.
Votes.
Madam Chair?
Pardon me?
Now, I have just a question about the motion quickly.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Oughtn't it say for KPFK rather than / Pacifica policy?
No, because I do want it to be Pacifica policy, as I pointed it out, that other stations use our programming where this fundraising is done.
Well, then it should be the Pacifica Foundation.
Well, oh, okay. I mean, you know, not that formal.
I am.
Okay.
I mean, bye. Thank you.
John to speak when Raymond's, when he's done.
We did already approve this motion, so, but go ahead, John.
Well, just clarification. We're the Finance Committee. We submit candidate motions, proposals to the LSV, which can make policy for itself, and then it can be brought up to Pacifica. I don't think our Finance Committee can suggest motions directly to the PNB.
Look, all of these things are suggestions. You know, anyway.
Yeah.
Now, Bella, to the staff.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I fully agree with John. What comes out of here has to be strictly local. And then that goes to the PMB, and the PMB makes that decision to adopt or reject. And that's the chain of command. Thank you.
Okay, so let's move on. The next on the does anybody want to make a motion for a time certain? It's 5:47. Okay, I'll continue.
I'll make such a motion for 6:00. It's Steve Kaiser.
Is there any objection to that?
This is Alan Beek. I have a motion I placed before you in the email.
Bella objects to time certain.
Raymond suggests 6:15.
Well, let's take a vote.
I'm willing to amend that to 6:15, Ken.
Okay. Okay.
Bella to the stack, or Bella would like to speak, please.
We're taking a vote. How do you vote, Grace? Time certain, 6:15, yes or no?
Yes.
Ken, how do you vote? Ken? Alan Beek? Alan Beek? I'll come back. Fred Blair?
Yes.
I didn't hear you say what we're voting on.
A time certain at 6:15 to end the meeting.
I vote no.
Okay.
Again, Fred voted yes.
Yes, Fred. Thank you. Sue Cohn-Johnson?
Abstain. Can you hear me?
Yes, I got your vote. Bella?
Bella DeSoto is no.
Okay, Raymond Goldstone.
Yes.
Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson votes yes.
Steve Kaiser.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman votes yes. Michael Novick.
Yes.
I'll withdraw my motion to save time. If you'd like to get out, I'll just withdraw the motion.
Or it'll say on the agenda for the next meeting, Alan.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. King Riley,
Yes.
Thank you. Bruce Strauss? Beth von Gruenten?
Sorry, my phone was muted. Thank you. You can come back to me.
Well, is that a yes or no to time certain at 6:15, Bruce?
Abstain, thank you.
Okay. Beth?
Yes.
John Wenger?
Yes.
Okay. And I didn't hear from Ken. Twelve yes, one no, and one abstention. I'm not saying that you don't have the floor, Bella. I'm speaking. We basically did a half an hour of real, actual, anyway, thank you for this vote. I think these meetings shouldn't go on forever and ever. I heard Bella.
Yes, we have line number under number 8, number 6. I don't know why it does not have a separate number, but it is B and C that we need to cover next before new business.
I understand that, Bella. That's what we're doing. So the next motion is a motion from Bella that says, I motion that an item for public comments become a regular standing rule on the agenda for this KPFK Finance Committee. Any discussion on this?
Yes.
Yes, I would like to discuss that. I don't think it's necessary because anybody who has anything they want to say to us can say it with an email to the entire LSB. So we don't need to make a special time for public comment. They can comment any time with an email.
Okay. Anybody else?
Fred for the stack.
Fred, did I hear other people?
Okay, yeah, John Wenger.
Okay, go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, my feeling is that when I was chair of the Finance Committee, I allowed the public in and to ask questions and speak on topics. I'm personally against a generalized public comment segment because basically I think it takes away from the work of the committee. I feel that public comments, if you have a special public comment segment, it's unfocused. And I would prefer if the public participates that they participate on topics that we're discussing and not just go off in any direction that they want to. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Wenger?
Yeah, essentially I agree with Fred. If we follow the policy which we have all along to allow the people to speak on the contents of the agenda, to speak to the motion, for example, on fundraising policy, on-air fundraising, that gives them their opportunity for their public comment. They have voice, but not voting thing here. If we just have the thing as Bella has proposed it, they could bring stuff up like we oppose racism or we oppose the war in Iraq or in Ukraine. And it just takes away from the committee. So they already have the ability to speak to the content. And I think it's adequately covered. If it turns out that that becomes a problem in the future, we can change the policy. But right now, it's not a problem. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Done.
Anyone else?
Mike.
Yeah, Michael knows it.
Okay, I heard Michael Heiss. I heard a female voice. And I heard Novick. And I heard a lot of static.
There's an easy way to deal with this. As the last two speakers mentioned,
whoops, didn't time myself. As the last two speakers mentioned, you can have public comment within the discussion of any item, just as it's done in the LSB and a bunch of other meetings. And then at the conclusion of the meeting, the chair can simply call or put it on the minutes. Any suggestions from the public for discussion should be submitted by X date, and they will be considered for the agenda. I mean, we're making a big thing out of nothing.
Okay, Beth?
Yes, the public does have other ways of reaching us through the KPFK lists, and this committee has a hard time ever getting through its agenda. And so I think that our priority has to be to deal with the business of the committee and to take time away from that to allow public comment, for which there's already adequate accommodation, I think would be a mistake. I would oppose it. Thank you.
Michael Novick?
Yeah, the requirement for a public comment period is specifically about the LSB meetings, because we have 24 members plus the GM on the LSB, and we can't allow public participation in the discussions except in concentrated periods of public comments. On the committees, it has been a past practice, and all the committees, similar to what Fred said, that people who are on the call can ask for the stack and make a brief comment on anything that's on the agenda as it comes up on the agenda, and that allows the public to participate in the committee meetings in a way that they can't in the local station board meetings. I don't think there's necessity for a time for an additional public comment period in general.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I would like to motivate the motion. And I have no idea what Michael Novick just said. He was He was breaking
up. I'm sorry, I'll repeat it again. I said that we have a public comment period on the LSB because the public cannot participate in the general discussion. It's a mandate to have a half-hour public comment at every LSB meeting. On the committee meetings, the public should be allowed to participate in the general discussion as it proceeds by asking for the stack and making a short public short comment in relation to each agenda item as it comes up, the same as any member of the committee. That hasn't been the past practice on many committees and should be the practice on this one, continuing, as Fred said, it used to be.
Thank you. So now I understand, and I'm glad that Michael laid that out, because what I have noticed here historically, this is going back years now, is that the public has been prevented from tuning in, and that is the resistance also to prevent this committee from conducting its business in Zoom, via a Zoom meeting. So that I would appreciate all that noise, then someone mute. Thank you. And I would appreciate more eyeballs and more participation, not less. And so this very item has been prevented from being discussed, going now for 4 or 5 months. So I suggest that this committee really considers what is democracy and what is it that we're dealing with here and why we are where we are today. So screwed. Is it because of too much participation, or is it a lack thereof all around? Thank you.
Anyone else?
One quickie.
Go ahead.
I haven't attended as many meetings as a lot of the other people here, but since I've been participating in these, I don't recall anybody from the public being told they can't participate or being silenced. It's posted on KPFTX. If you see it and you want to participate, you join the stream, you call into Maestro, and bingo, you can discuss things, as Michael Novick just said, within the context of any item. I don't recall anybody being prevented from participating. I don't know where that's coming from.
Brandon to the stack.
Bella to the stack again to give him some history.
Raymond, go ahead.
Thank you. I believe that it's important that the agenda and the appropriate maestro, whatever we end up deciding, be posted each time. Beth has been chair of almost everything, but in particular the Program Oversight Committee. They've simply kept the same login stuff. And it's important, if we want the public, that the public know what's going to be discussed so that they can think about it, and that they be given the correct information regarding how to participate or get into the meeting. I'm done.
Bella's next.
Okay. Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken on this? Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, so this is going to, I appreciate what Raymond just said, but for Michael Heiss, since he joined this year, in recent time, he does not have the history of so many public speakers being cut off, muted, and not permitted to interact with this committee. And that has been the history, the template. And so you have to know what has happened in the past and what is going on right now. And there are no agendas posted for this committee ever at KPFTX, so the public has no clue what the issues are, and the public never gets anything. I try to send out the P&Ls as often as I can so that many are informed. But the public does not have any idea what goes on at the Finance Committee, and they're not really welcome. Only certain people have come in recent time, and that is to stack the votes, and that's the reality. And that's the political chemistry here, the political dynamics in this committee. And I have tried to break that away many times in the past by even giving out my personal code so that people could call in. And some in this committee were benefited from that. That's how they were able to call in. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to speak. Well, Bella has a very different memory than I do of these past committees. And I would like to point out that this meeting is streamed, which I don't think any other committee meetings are streamed. This committee has minutes. I don't believe any other committee, including the LSB, for 2 years, has any posted minutes. No other committees have agendas. So I would not throw too much shade on this committee that has been more open and transparent than many other committees. The number is posted on KPFTX. I believe that, you know, obviously anybody can stream this. And also we have the audio files, which many other committees do not have audio files. Again, we are more open and transparent than most other committees. The public is welcome to speak on any topic they want at the LSB. I am not sure what mechanism there is here to prevent people from just saying whatever they want. And as we've seen, these meetings do go on for a very long time, and we don't finish the agenda. and we're not always able to do the actual real business of this committee. I'm willing to leave the number up there on future meetings and see where it goes. This is a huge committee, as it is. There are plenty of members of the public who are on this committee. We are not keeping out the public. Okay, I'm done. Are we ready to take a vote? I guess so.
Are there any objections?
Oh, well, I know there are going to be objections to this motion. So,
okay, let's go.
Pardon me?
Let's proceed.
Okay, we ready for the vote? Grace, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Ken, how do you vote?
Ken dropped off.
Alan Beek? Okay. Fred Blair?
Could you restate the motion we're voting on?
Well, I guess we're voting... I motion that an item for public comments become a regular standing rule on the agenda for this KPFK Finance Committee.
I vote no.
Okay. Sue Cohen Johnson?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Michael Heiss?
No, and a reminder, you're 9 minutes to time certain.
Thank you. Dave Johnson?
No.
Steve Kaiser?
I'm going to abstain.
I vote no. Michael Novick?
No.
King Riley?
I vote no.
Ruth Strauss?
I vote yes because I don't think many people will be here, so I don't think it'll take up much time. Thank you.
Beth von Gunten?
No.
John Wenger?
No. 4-9 and some passes or failure to answer.
Okay, Ken is off, and Alan Beek?
Alan Beek, no.
Okay.
So it's 4-10.
Did you let Michael Novick vote, Kim?
Michael Novick voted no. Okay. I have 11 no's and 3 yeses and 1 abstention.
The next item on the agenda, Kim?
Yes, Bella?
Maestro and Zoom?
Yes, I'm aware of that, Bella. So the next motion is, do we want Maestro or Zoom? Here we go.
I'm into the set.
Go ahead, Raymond.
I would replace or with and.
Correct.
I can only tell you I was on one call where it was and, with Maestro and Zoom, and it was unlistenable unless you were on Zoom.
Well, then, in that case, I must say I prefer Maestro. There are too many things that go on a Zoom meeting, like the chat room, which callers don't see, and I think that the positives
of the Maestro system outweigh the benefits of seeing people's faces?
Mike to the stack.
Go ahead, Mike.
And Bella to the stack, I need to motivate this, and there's misinformation about this.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, it, I agree that, and I, in fact, I know that it, you can't do both at the same time because people who are speaking through one system can't hear the other. If the desire is to do Maestro for the reasons stated, I just have a friendly request to Fred, and I'm happy to work with you offline to see if we can fix the Maestro computer access, because it's still registered under Mo, and at least for my purposes, which doesn't mean anything clearly, if you access it via computer, you can use a headset, which is very helpful, and the moderator can see the hands raised. So it should be one or the other. If the desire is for it to be Maestro, let's at least fix it so that we can enable computer access. Thank you.
Great, good point. Well taken. Bella's next.
Could Fred respond?
Yes.
I'll put you Bella. After Bella, Fred.
Okay.
So my motion originally, which was submitted from Janine and myself, and this was going now, it's going now in 4 months or 5 months. It was not one or the other. It was for both. And it was changed by someone, right? And I know who that someone is, but I'm not going to go there. It should not be one or the other. We do very well with the LSB meetings. We need to do both here. And that should be the motion, not one or the other. Thank you.
The LSB is only on Zoom. It is not Zoom and Maestro. Just for
that
a factual. That is true.
That is not true.
Well, I believe it's true.
I'm going to the stack.
Fred is next.
I go to the stack.
Yeah.
I have you, Sue.
Hey, do I have the floor, Kim?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I will consult with Michael Heiss about fixing some of the problems with Maestro, and as far as I don't have anything really against Zoom, other than it doesn't have some of the features that Maestro has that makes it convenient for the chair to control the meeting, and. But I think this is a work in progress, and we should maybe even give Maestro a try in the future. Thank you.
Do Colin Johnson.
The one which is one of them.
Stack.
Pardon me?
There's a stack, right?
Yes, I have you next, Raymond.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Kim, please add me to the stack or the queue. This is John.
And Beth.
Go ahead, Sue.
One, I think it's Maestro, gives you the ability to not mute, but to turn down a person. And that's very problematic. It has caused me a lot of problem, and I'm against that one. I think it's Maestro.
Okay. Raymond?
Yes, I wanted to add that I'll vote against Zoom every time until KPFK gets a Los Angeles telephone number for access. There is a local number for Washington, D.C., New York City, Houston, Texas, and San Francisco via San Jose. In Los Angeles, we have to call San Jose's number, and it's expensive for some of us.
Okay. Michael Novick, and we're running out of time. We're going to have to go to a vote very soon.
You've got 2 minutes to 6:15.
Yeah, unless somebody wants to postpone this until the next meeting.
I move to abstain.
I move that we postpone the motion. It's not stated as a motion.
Move to extend.
I believe move to extend has priority.
Correct.
I believe motion to postpone has priority.
Although the person who made the motion did not ask for the floor, I have the floor.
I understand we're running out of time, and this is what happened. You're not going to have a chance,
floor,
Michael. We're going to have to go to a vote right now, so you're not going to be able to speak either way.
With the floor, I would ask for a motion to. I would make a motion to extend.
Except for somebody made a motion to postpone.
No, but the person made the motion did not have the floor. I have the floor.
You did not have the floor. Nobody had the floor.
You recognized me. You called my name, and before I could speak, other people called out.
Okay, well, that's
just
the way that went.
Just because I respect the process does not mean that I should be penalized.
Okay, well, we're out of time now.
I'm making a motion to postpone. I'm sorry, to extend, and I want to make my comments once we extend it.
If we extend it.
I'm extending for 5 minutes.
Second.
Well, I don't agree with that because there are more than 5 minutes worth of people who want to speak.
You are the chair. You should allow the body to decide that.
We already took a vote for a time certain, which ended a minute ago. Nobody gets to speak. We have to take a vote right now. That's the way it goes.
I second the motion.
Which motion?
Extend?
There is no motion on the floor except to vote on the end.
To extend.
It's too late.
Michael had the floor. He made his motion.
Okay, we'll take a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
It requires a two-thirds vote.
That's right.
It'll take 5 minutes to get the two-thirds vote.
Yes, it will. Grace Aaron has the vote.
Pardon me, but my understanding, Madam Chair, is that the time for voting does not count against the time of the meeting. That's for discussion.
Right, I know. He was just making a statement of fact. Grace, how do you vote? To extend or not?
Abstain.
Ken Aaron, is he gone? Alan Beek?
For Maestro.
Are you voting to extend or no?
Do not extend.
Okay. Fred Blair?
No.
Sue Cohen Johnson?
Extend, yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Michael Heiss?
Yes, but a hard 5 minutes and only to let Michael Novick speak.
You can't do that. That's not...
Okay.
You can't do that.
5 minutes. All right. Okay. 5 minutes, yes. No more.
Dave Johnson?
Yes.
Steve Kaiser?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman votes no. Michael Novick?
Yes.
King Riley?
No.
Ruth Strauss? Ruth?
I'm so sorry. I'm for Maestro. Whatever vote that is.
Do you want to extend this? Do you want to extend or not?
Extend. I'm sorry. Sure. Whatever anybody wants. Pass.
I'll put you down for abstain. Beth von Gundenhuyn.
Abstain.
John Wenger.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven yes. Four no. Four abstain. I don't know. Is that two thirds?
No, 411.
Pardon me?
You need eight to two thirds.
Okay, so it's not extended. I mean, we have to take a vote.
Right.
I mean, unless,
yes,
you know.
You have to put on the original motion about Maestro.
Okay, we're voting on Maestro or Zoom.
No, can you please read, excuse me, that's not a motion. What is the motion?
That's the motion. There is
no,
I can't hear. I don't know that we can do that. I mean, I don't think we can do that.
There was a motion to postpone.
Well, there really sort of, as people pointed out, there wasn't. We're, you know, at times, we're over time certain. That's, you know.
Madam Chair,
I move we postpone for 7 minutes.
Sue, that's not a reality. We have to take a vote. Grace, how do you vote? Maestro or Zoom?
Can someone read the motion?
Point of order.
There is no
point
motion,
of order.
Michael.
Point of order. With all due respect, Kim.
Yes.
The
I'm
motion,
confused.
The intention of the motion was to have it be Zoom plus Maestro.
But we already determined that's not possible.
Okay.
That is
the,
not possible,
the body,
Grace.
Then there is no motion. Okay? There is no motion then. The maker of the motion is insisting that it be both.
Okay.
If that's not possible, then there is no motion on the floor.
Okay.
You cannot alter the motion without the body approving a substitute motion.
Okay. So meeting is adjourned. This went nowhere. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Good job. Kim, good job.